Receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of renewal, forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation. 50 days after Easter, we celebrate the great feast of Pentecost when Christ filled His church with the Holy Spirit. The Feast of Pentecost completes the mysteries we have been celebrating since Holy Week: the Passion, Death, Resurrection, and Ascension of the Lord, that culminates in the sending of the Spirit of the Father and of the Son on His disciples. As we listen to the first reading, we relive the event of the first Pentecost. We are told that a noise like a strong driving wind came from the sky. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire resting on each of them. In the second reading, Paul deals with the issue of some members of the Corinthian community who considered themselves more important than others on account of their personal talents. Paul reminds them that God's Spirit is the source of unity, as well as a wonderful diversity of gifts in the growth of the community. Therefore, there is no place for inflated egos in the community of the baptized. The Gospel from John gives a brief account of the risen Lord Jesus offering the gift of the Holy Spirit to the apostles and sending them. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation. Pentecost is therefore the crowning of the Paschal mystery of Christ, who now fulfills His promise of sending the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. Let us for a moment recall the words of the promise. When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who issues from the Father, He will be my witness, and you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. There are those who give witness today by their lives that Jesus is the Messiah, and the way He taught us is the only way to live. Yet others do not witness to Jesus, but engage in works of the flesh, contrary to the work of the Spirit. In the first reading, we hear that everyone in Jerusalem heard the apostles and disciples speaking in their own language. In our day, there is one language that can unite all peoples. That is, if we as Christians are united in love as authentic followers of Jesus Christ. The language of love and living as authentic and genuine followers of Jesus is what attracts people to the church and helps them to follow Jesus. The fulfillment of Jesus' promise, the coming of the Holy Spirit, inaugurates the church and gives the apostles power from on high. This power would enable the apostles to bear witness starting from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Liturgically, Pentecost is one of the most moving celebrations of the year. The small gathering of disciples, who had locked themselves in a room for fear of the Jews, are suddenly filled with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim the mighty acts of God. Amazement and astonishment filled the listening crowds as each heard the apostles in his or her own language. What message do we take home this Sunday? 1. Pentecost reminds us that the Holy Spirit leads us to conversion and transformation, of our fears into courage, our weakness into strength, our desire to grab into a spirit of sharing. 2. The Holy Spirit is the source of unity as well as a wonderful diversity of gifts for the growth of the church at all levels. And finally, On Pentecost Day, Christ sent us all anew into the world to bring the gift of the Father's compassion, peace, reconciliation, and forgiveness for all. I am Monsignor John Binda, St. John Apostle and Evangelist, Mililani, Hawaii. God bless you.